Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day when we normally, in our weekly rhythm for these challenges, study the Bible together. But that's something we're doing all this week because it's Holy Week, the week before Easter, when the church is traditionally focused in on what happened to Jesus in his last few days before his death by crucifixion. Yesterday, we heard the story of Palm Sunday, how Jesus arrived in the city of Jerusalem. People expected him to arrive like a king who was going to kick out the occupying Romans, but instead he showed up on a donkey. They still welcomed him like a triumphant ruler, but it was certainly a strange contrast when Jesus showed up riding a borrowed donkey. Well, things didn't go well in Jerusalem. The night that he had a Passover meal with his friends, he was betrayed by Judas, one of his followers, one of his disciples. And after he was betrayed, he was arrested, and he found himself before the Roman governor, Pilate. And here's what happened.
Then the whole company of them arose and brought him before Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation, and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no guilt in this man." But they were urgent, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee even to this place." When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him over to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had long desired to see him, because he had heard about him, and he was hoping to see some sign done by him. So he questioned him at some length, but he made no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him, and Herod, with his soldiers, treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then, arraying him in splendid clothing, they sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before this they had been at enmity with each other. Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and he said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges, neither did Herod, for he has sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him." But they all cried out together, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas," a man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city and for murder. Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus, but they kept on shouting, "Crucify, crucify him." A third time he said to them, "Why, what evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him." But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they had asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will.
Jesus' claim to be a king was clearly a threat, and not just to one group. It was a threat, first of all, for the Jews. For the Jews, they recognized that Jesus was alluding to being a king, and not just any king. He was alluding to being the King of Kings. He was alluding to being God himself in the flesh. And for the Jews, that was blasphemous. That was a crime. You couldn't claim to be God. That was a very risky thing. People weren't even allowed to say the name of God. If Jesus was truly the Messiah, he presented some complexities for people as well. For the Pharisees, the religious lawyers, it was troublesome if Jesus was here claiming to be the Messiah and claiming to be the fulfillment of the law. Their entire role would change if the fulfillment of the law was now here among them. for those invested in the temple, like the priests, the temple guards, and the whole system around the temple and its sacrifices. This was also a challenge, a direct challenge, because Jesus was talking about the temple being destroyed and rebuilt in 3 days. He was not exactly giving them hope for their future place in Jewish society. So Jesus was very threatening to his own people, the Jews and the religious establishment. Jesus was a threat to the Romans as well. The Romans wanted peace in their lands. The way the Roman Empire worked was that they'd have conflict at their borders as they tried to expand and grow. But in lands they'd already occupied and overthrown, they just wanted to have peace and quiet. And so the Roman governor Pilate was responsible for that. But Jerusalem was a difficult station for him, because there was this group of people who didn't really want to be assimilated into Roman ways of life and Roman religions. They wanted to have their own ways, their own lives, their own festivals. And so the Roman rulers, like Pilate, got really nervous at times like Passover, the feasts when thousands of people would arrive in the city of Jerusalem. Crowds were a risky thing for the Romans. They were worried that there would be riots, unrest, there might even be a rebellion. So, news that there was this upstart religious leader who was known for causing strife within the Jewish people, that news wasn't good news for Romans, like Pilate. On top of this, if Jesus was truly claiming to be a king, that was a direct challenge to the one who actually claimed to be the king on earth already, Caesar, the Roman emperor, and all the people he'd put in authority under him. It looked like Jesus was challenging their authority if he claimed to be a king. Pilate seems to be truly stuck in the middle on this one. Over him, he's got the Romans. Under him, he's got the Jews. Neither of them like what Jesus represents. Even though Pilate himself seems to be challenged, he seems to truly recognize the difficulty of Jesus' situation. He seems to empathize with him a little bit, and he tries, but you know what? He's stuck in the middle. He's got two groups that are going to be upset with him if he doesn't follow through and condemn this Jesus to death. And so that's what happens. So before we move on to more story tomorrow, I've got a question for you to consider. What do you make of Jesus' answer when Pilate asks if he is the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, "You say so." What do you think Jesus was doing here? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.